This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris. What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
All right, we are back. Hour number three.
Congratulations.
What?
You survived over 1,000 sleeps since the last time I said, because on April 24th, 2021, while in Jacksonville covering tonight's UFC, my former co-host, Matthew McClellan, suggested I don't go back to sleep as I don't have many sleeps left. He has been fired again. So, but that's 3 years. That's over 1,000 days of success.
Of waking up.
Of waking up. Congratulations.
It was the rudest thing you've ever said to me.
Well, it's payback. It's payback for all the abuse I've taken for 10 years.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fragile. I've been bullied. And
it's rookie hazing.
Trauma. It never stops.
It's not bullying.
Yeah, rookies at your first entry, training camp or your first 6 months. But I've been here 10 years.
First of all, I don't think it's been 10 years.
There's nothing in this studio that is older than 10 years that has been here as long as I have. Everything here is new. That banner's recent. That poster. There's nothing here except you that's older than our relationship.
All right. Who are you? Who died and said rookie hazing can only be X amount of days long?
Rookie means your entry level, your first year. Rookie means your first year of doing something.
No, that's not true.
How long does rookies last?
As long as I say it.
That's not how that works. You're not the king.
I'm the king of this.
Ryan is king. Ryan is King Ryan. You will address him as your highness.
It's King Green, first
king
of all.
Highness.
First of all, I'm not addressing anybody by that.
King.
And second of all, I am the king of Knockout Radio.
Is King Ryan great for boxing?
If I choose to say you're a rookie for another 10 years, then you're a rookie for another 10 years.
But answer the question about King Ryan. Are you a fan of his antics? Do you think he's good for the sport? Is it too much theatrical? Is it too much drama? Is it too much, it's not purist for the actual go in there and just show your skill set to the world, but all the social media and the hype around it. Are you a fan? Do you like the strategy? And do you like King Ryan?
All right, first of all, I really don't know much about him.
Okay.
I didn't watch the fight.
Okay.
Any publicity is good publicity.
It's true.
I like it when somebody that's boisterous, obnoxious, loud like you lose. Okay, so in a roundabout way, he lost, even though he won. He lost because he was Fatty McFatty, and he didn't make weight. Now, I saw a video of Ed Hearn. Is it Ed Hearn?
Yeah, Eddie
Jimmy Hearn?
Yeah,
Eddie Hearn. All right, so I was right. He was doing a video and basically saying that he's the man and he's this and he's that, and I guess his dad walked by. And they flipped each other off, and F you, no F you, and show respect. He's like, dude, I was just showing respect. He goes, oh, I apologize. Okay.
All right.
So.
Where is the sport of boxing in today's modern era? Are you still a boxing fan? Are you still tuning in? Do you care? I mean, do you care more about Mike Tyson fighting Jake Paul than you do about, Tyson Fury or anyone else that's a legitimate boxer?
Well, first of all, legitimate boxer isn't the right way to put it, because they're all legitimate boxers. And no, I don't care. But I would watch Tyson Fury over I'd watch whoever you just said. Haney and what's it, and the King?
Yeah.
King
Garcia.
Green?
Garcia.
King Green, Bobby Green, who defeated Jim Miller a couple weeks ago. I'm not a fan of boxing. Whatever.
Too slow? Was it too long? I mean, 36 minutes or, 12, 3 minute round usually.
Well, then back in the day, it was 15.
Yeah.
I just never really got into boxing. I watched Ali. I watched Sugar Ray. I watched my favorite marvelous Marvin Hagler. There was a couple local boxers. Antonio Tarver, who, by the way, won't respond. T, give me a call.
What'd
we need
do?
To talk.
What'd you do to him?
It's a long story.
Oh, boy.
It's a long story.
I'm sure it's a good one, though.
It is good.
Yeah.
It is.
Are you wrong or right?
No, I'm definitely right.
Always right.
No, I'm not always right.
Okay.
I'm always right. All right, so here's what we'll do. I will tell you at 3:58 off the air.
What happened?
What happened.
Okay.
Next week, you need to remember, because I won't.
Okay.
You need to remember the story.
Okay.
And I won't fire you if you don't agree with me.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just think even less of you than I already do. No,
it's not possible.
No, that's definitely true. I will tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
And I have proof from a couple people of exactly what happened. If I'm wrong, you tell me I'm wrong.
Okay. Can we get Tarver to come here and talk it out? Can we do like a therapy session, like you?
No.
And
why? What's up with you and all this therapy stuff?
A face off. Connect.
He knows I'm right.
I think there's room for discussion.
For growth.
Is there anyone that you would want to apologize for anything you've done wrong? I would say something. You've got to have an experience where you did something wrong. You pushed somebody away, or you lost a relationship that you wish you could go back and fix. Like,
I wished I didn't stab my brother when I was young.
Mitch, we need to report a crime.
Statute of limitations has...
Well, he's a victim. Like, we're going to get him some justice.
Well, he is definitely a victim. No.
You stabbed your brother?
It's another long story. Yeah. It was an accident.
Okay.
See, again, and Mitch went over the three... Criteria,
right.
I did not mean to stab him. Okay. I didn't.
All right.
I did throw a knife at him.
Wow.
It was a pair of shears. I was cutting, I was trimming the yard. And my brother would walk by.
Huh? Cutting the grass with my hand?
Well, it seemed it.
You don't have a lawnmower in the little house?
My brother had the lawnmower, and I was trimming. So he's cutting the yard, and I'm trimming up next to the stones. And every time he would walk by, he would, rub my head. And I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
So I took the shears and I threw them towards him, not at him,
right.
Towards him. And you know how you, as a kid, you would throw shears just so it would stick in the ground?
Yeah.
Well, it missed the ground.
Oh, wow.
It did not miss his leg. Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
He
got me back.
What about professional?
Hold on. He got me back.
Yeah.
So remember the old caps for the little guns?
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, hold the string of the red caps, and he went down the line
with a hammer
hitting the caps until he smashed my thumb. So he made up.
So, what about professionals? Is there anybody out there that you're like, man, I that was my fault. I destroyed the relationship.
No.
And I'm going to say I'm sorry.
I can't think of.
Because I would like to see you write a Dear John letter and fix an old broken relationship.
I don't know of one.
Well, let's create one.
I don't, all the ones, and of most of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't wrong. And I will never apologize for something that I don't believe I'm wrong.
You wouldn't bury the hatchet if you want to restore the relationship?
What's bury the hatchet mean?
Just be like, look, I know we had a disagreement. I don't know who's right or wrong. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. But I miss you as a friend. I miss our relationship. I'm open to talk about it or open to, would you ever do that with anything that's meaningful from the past? It takes courage. It takes a lot of courage.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does. Because you have to be humble. You have to be...
If I was wrong, I have no problem.
Even if you're not wrong.
Hold on. If I was wrong, I have no problem doing that. There was a situation very similar, and I did do all that. And you know which one that is.
Okay.
I said I was wrong. I apologized. I hope you can see it in your heart, blah, blah, blah. Well, he doesn't have a heart, and so that one's gone.
Right.
But I wasn't wrong. You asked, was there anything that I wrong?
Have you ever done anything wrong in your career where you overstepped your boundaries, or you took advantage, or you did something where I can't deal with this guy anymore. And they ended it because of your actions. Is there anything like that?
Honestly.
Really?
I can't think of any.
A perfect career.
I just don't think
nothing's perfect in baseball.
No, nothing. Nothing's been perfect in the last 2.5 hours. But but I can't think of anything that I've done in my life that I would apologize for. Now, it could be, let's be honest, I might have forgotten it.
Right.
There's a good chance of that. So I'm sure there's something.
I think that's a good thing we should do. On the website, we should have a submission form, a suggestion box.
Randy did this.
Yeah, if Randy's ever hurt you in any way, and then we could get feedback and get some story. Maybe Antonio Tarver and his people want to chime in.
Well, again, that's...
we could make it a suggestion box. Do you know this man? Have they ever hurt you?
I didn't do anything to Antonio. Zero. Nothing.
Who was the last co-host you fired? Who was the last person you had to fire?
Fire? Yeah. You're the only one I've ever fired.
Really?
Others have gone away. but I didn't, I didn't ask them to go away, or I didn't tell them to go away. Just thank God they went away. God, I don't know if I've ever disliked a co-host as much as I dislike you. So, well, that's not true. Everybody at the station knows there's somebody else.
There is.
Yeah, there was
one. Oh, I got beat by somebody.
Yeah, he was a bad person.
Like how bad?
He was bad.
Like bad as in?
He was a bad guy.
What did he do?
He was just a bad guy.
I mean, bad, like.
Well, similar to you.
Scott Hall, didn't he have a line like that?
He was the bad guy.
Yeah. Bad guys, bad times don't last.
But bad guys do.
Bad guys do.
Yeah, I miss him. Scott Hall's a good dude. He was cool.
So you have somebody, who tell me what the bad guy did.
He just wasn't a good dude.
Well, what did he do that was so bad?
A lot of it was very similar to you.
Really?
Yeah, he tried to always make it about him.
Okay.
And so that's why I can relate to you're being obnoxious, because I've dealt with it before.
Well, you know, a lot of it's an act for this show. Like, it's just a gimmick.
No, it's not an act.
It's a shtick.
It's not an act.
It isn't.
It's not. Steve told me.
This whole radio thing, like, the whole dumb, McDummy, idiot play role, like, that's not an act. This is all an act.
No, you just said it's not an act.
It is
an
act.
No.
I'm a great actor.
Yeah, see.
I should get an award.
I'm being told from the station it's not an act.
Maybe like a Heisman. I should have my own like award.
Can you
like,
put my knockout radio deal down?
It's ours.
It's not.
You're just.
Oh my God.
You're just. Hold on. Don't.
This was very.
I just changed the color.
I'll do it. You like broke it. It's okay.
I like red. Can you put red on?
No.
Red means it's passion.
You told me you were getting away from red.
What do you mean?
Red and yellow. Well, don't touch my knockout radio sign.
Yeah. Maybe let's go blue. Like what?
So no, I off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody, at least during this segment, that I need to apologize to for. And thank God we're at the end of this segment. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Buck Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. Matt, coming strong in session number 2. We'll be right back.
Clyde the Glide Drexler from Houston, Texas, site of the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I just want you to know that you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Do you have a sinkhole problem? Call APD Foundation Repair. Do you have cracks in your walls? Call APD Foundation Repair. Water pooling in your yard? Call APD Foundation Repair. This is Randy Harris, and I'm so glad I made the call to APD Foundation Repair at 352-200-9740. APD Foundation Repair services the entire state of Florida and provides free inspections and estimates. With the A+ Better Business Bureau rating, it's a no-brainer. Give APD Foundation Repair a call today at 352-200-9740.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Saturday, April 27th, one historic night. One epic encounter, Platinum Mike Perry versus Thiago the Pitbull Alves. Also, the world heavyweight title on the line when champ Mick Terrell fights number one pound for pound in the world, Lorenzo the Juggernaut Hunt. Plus, two hard-hitting heavyweights on a collision course as Big Ben Rothwell fights Todd Duffy. And much more fast-paced bare-knuckle fighting championship action. Don't miss history unfold at Knucklemania 4. Watch it live on the BKFC app. Download it at BKFC.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered,
face demons real or in their heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Kurt Gowdy, and you're talking sports with Randy Hare.
Yeah, I like this right here. Makes me feel free. It's got that, you know, that bump.
We are back in the July from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and Staff Zone. I'm sure you didn't see this, Monkey in the Middle. NXT is going to have an event inside the Apex in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So they are going to kind of cross-promote a little, join forces.
Wrestling. All right.
When is the inaugural Knockout Radio pickleball tournament?
Ooh, that's good. We can get that started.
We need to.
We need sponsors. Man.
Go to work.
All right. Where?
I beat you. I beat Steve.
You can't beat
Steve
me.
Beats you.
You can't beat me at anything. There's nothing you can beat me. You'll beat me to the grave. maybe. It's the only thing you can beat me to.
Well, I'm going to see to it that that doesn't happen.
Oh, you better start anti-aging. Oh, speak of that.
What?
I want to talk about mental health.
No.
No, I have a trauma.
No, good.
So I've never recovered from this trauma.
Oh, my God.
So we
had this long conversation that it's not about you.
It's not about me.
Okay.
This is about the world.
No, you said that you had this trauma.
I have it. We all have it.
Nobody cares about your trauma.
Matter of fact,
a lot of people have said they want you to have trauma.
We share the trauma. It's the world's trauma. I would like to talk about, I never got over the fact that Superman died.
That's Stan Lane's fault.
No, Christopher Reeves fell off of a horse.
Yes, he did.
Only kryptonite could kill him. But no, a horse fall killed him. And I never got over that because now I know no one's coming to save me. Superman is dead. And now there's no one to look up to.
Please help me.
Please. But did you think about when Rocky died?
Rocky hasn't died.
But when he does, what's it going to do to you? Superman was my guy, and he's dead. Now when Rocky goes, I want to make sure that you know you're a safe place. You can come to me. I'll help you.
Okay.
I'll help you overcome the trauma of horse riding. I remember being drunk in high school on horseback riding, and I got stuck in the stirrups, and then the Kmart manager unplugged it, and I was safe. But, I thought it was grave.
Okay. First of all, Rocky will never die.
He will.
Second of all, a fictional character. You look up to a fictional character.
He saved the world. Superman. Yeah, he was a businessman, but then he was a superhero. I felt the same. I was like the pizza guy, but I was also the bodybuilder.
Okay, again.
Not about me.
We had a conversation. It's not about you.
But kryptonite was the only thing that could kill Superman. It's the only thing that he got hurt by. No, horses.
Okay. Now, separate the fictional character from the actor. Okay?
Can't do it.
Well, you have to.
That's how good the acting was. But, believable.
But Superman's been more than just Christopher Reeves. Just like Batman. How many Batmans?
Bruce Wayne was the only one.
No, Bruce Wayne was the character's name.
Bruce Wayne was the only one that's legit. That's the original. Everybody else was an imposter, like Little River Band. They're not real. It's only Bruce
Wayne. Who's your favorite Batman?
Keaton.
Keaton was good.
He was a beast.
Keaton
was a monster.
I'm a big Keaton. The original, Adam West, but Keaton was good. And I never saw Keaton as Batman. I just know Keaton's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's probably my favorite.
How many have there been? How many Batmans?
Five?
I don't know. Like I said, I don't watch movies. We still can do that, name 10 movies, but,
But did you ever think about that?
No. I've never thought about the stupid stuff that you think about.
Christopher Reeves was the epitome of the image of strength of a hero of Superman, the character. But in real life, he lost it to an accident. Which is crazy. But subconsciously, you don't. It's like Superman is no longer here. I'm on my own out here in the world. I think that affected a lot of people.
I don't think it did.
and never dealt with the trauma.
I don't think so.
And having that conversation with my friend, he was telling me about how he had had an affair for...
First of all, can you prove he's really a friend?
No, but a guy I know. Okay. He told me that he had an affair for like 12 years in his marriage.
That's nice.
And when the affair, she passed away, he couldn't publicly celebrate or cry or grieve. He couldn't even let his feeling be known, but he had a relationship for 12 years. And then he couldn't grieve when she passed.
Why couldn't he?
Because how can you show your grief when someone passes? Like if that's a secret relationship.
But were they friends?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I thought he was a friend of yours.
Well, no, I don't really have any friends.
Like, you're making the story up as it goes.
I'm just trying to make sure I don't say who it is because, like, you know, I'm not trying to expose people. But what I'm saying is that's a thought I never had. Is like if you have an affair, a long-term relationship or a secret relationship outside of your marriage or business or partnership or whatever it is, that if that person, something happens to them or they pass away, to grieve and to, like, be sad because that person played an important role in your life.
Again, if it's normally, I would imagine, that it's known that they know each other. You know, whether it's through work, whether it's through...
I don't know.
Whatever.
Just saying.
But you can still grieve.
Superman died and I'm still grieving.
Well, get a new superhero.
Who's your favorite superhero? Is there one character you identify with the most? Like the Flash or Green Lantern?
No.
Or like the Penguin?
No.
You kind of look like the Penguin. You got a long cigarette. You're talking on the radio, see?
Well, first of all, that's Mickey.
Mickey you.
What?
Mickey Mouse?
The Penguin is Mickey from Rocky Balboa.
Great.
Burgess Meredith.
Okay.
Was the Penguin. Ironically, I was just talking to somebody about it.
Wow.
I was a big Burgess Meredith.
All right.
Met him once.
But you didn't have a superhero that you looked up to, like He-Man?
No.
Superman?
First of all, I've never looked up to anybody.
Right.
You know, especially a fake character.
Well, Rocky.
I don't look up to him.
I mean, he's pretty much like your religion.
No.
I mean, like, okay, you got $20 in your pocket.
Yeah.
You can only make one offering to each person. You're going to give it to Jesus and his offering plate, or you're going to give it to Rocky?
Well, first I'd give it to neither.
Just keep it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. We talked to my daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law, and they were talking about the church. And they're convinced that I'm going to, like, chest bump Jesus at the wedding or, you know, I'm like, I'm not. I'm not even going to it. Why would I do all that?
That's your guy. I don't know why you disown him so much. It's like it's worse than you disown me.
No, nothing's that bad.
Because Jesus is your people. Like, you guys are the same bloodline, same fault.
That's
faith,
alleged.
Same culture.
That's like, alleged.
But, yeah.
I didn't know this was NWO or wrestling and bloodline and all that. But
well, he carried his cross to his bloodline.
Okay. Good. Nailed good for him. He stood for something that he believed
he's
in.
He's a beast, though. I mean, can you imagine Jesus in the UFC today?
Well, that's why I've always said, you know, Tap Out was a great product for MMA.
Yeah.
But the guy who committed suicide from the Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Frank.
Uh-huh.
I believe he's the one that started Jesus Didn't Tap. Which is really, you know, and not to get religious, but he was able to use that, and a lot of fighters wore that logo without compensation. You know, so it was really...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great slogan, though. Jesus didn't tap. Wow.
Get the tattoo.
Wow. Wow, that's a... We should start a clothing line.
I think you should start a... I think you should get maybe a face tattoo.
Look, I'm all for expressionism. I love it. I think it's art. I think it's a living canvas, and the people who are able to tattoo and make images come to life are extremely talented. But there becomes a certain part where when you start doing facial tattoos and body modifications, it's past expressionism and it's trauma.
But you're covering or masking. You can look at it this way.
Hiding from.
You're not going to be able to use that you can't get a job because you have a face tat.
Why?
Because you can't get a job now.
I have a job.
What job?
Staying alive.
Well, you are the Bee Gees. That's your third Bee Gees reference.
Staying alive. Ooh, 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 ooh.
I regret never seeing them.
Fumble. How do you protect the ball from fumbling? Do you put, do you cover the tip, or do you just from the side? You tuck it. Like how do you, like how, like?
Why don't you ask a running back?
Well, let's get one. Can we get Marshawn? Like, I saw John Cooper, the head coach of the Lightning, after the game in the playoff. He used that line for Marshawn. He's like, "I'm only here, so I don't get fined."
Well, but he's only there because he would fine himself.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
How do you use that line when you're the head coach? You make the rules.
He's an employee.
I think the coaches do have to.
He has to go to the press conference. So I'm assuming they got their butts whooped.
They're down 0-2.
And then he didn't want to face the tough question in the media, so he used that Marshawn line to kind of crack the ice.
What would the tough question be? You're down 0-2.
Why are you terrible at a coach? Why can't people respond to you? Why are you ineffective? When are you going to hang it up?
He's had a pretty good run. You know, Lightning have been there, you know, for.
How much of that roster is coached versus just raw talent on the ice because those guys are studs?
I think it's a little of both.
Okay.
You know, especially in hockey where it's all about knowing plays, knowing where your other teammate at the time is going to be. You have to put the right people on the ice at the same time. I mean, if not, Gretzky would have 10,000 goals. The greatest hockey player of all time.
Yeah, I agree with that. So we got hockey cemented. That's the greatest of all time. Who's your greatest basketball player of all time?
It's tough. I mean, it's tough. You know, obviously the big fight is it LeBron? Is it Jordan? I mean, you got to. How do you not throw Wilt Chamberlain in there? Bill Russell in there? I've seen both of them play, and I know people are on either Jordan or LeBron. I would be curious if you went to people that know the game and you're going to put a five-man team together. Do you take Jordan or do you take LeBron? I think Jordan may be the better player, but I think LeBron makes the team better. Jordan, I think it was all ball. It was all him. It was all I just don't like LeBron. I don't like the antics. I don't like... You know, he's Chris Carter on the basketball court. You know, every time Chris Carter dropped the ball, he was looking for a flag. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you do not make catches.
Right.
LeBron, sometimes you do travel, like every time. What do you mean? I didn't foul. And then it looks like he looks like a soccer player, like he just got shot as he rolls around. But I would be curious if you ask basketball fans, give me your starting team. You, like this Olympic team that's coming up in Paris.
Yeah.
Ugly. It's going to be sick.
Yeah.
And it's good. I like it when they get mad, when they didn't win the gold, when they got screwed by...
But the sensation of the NBA this year, the Wembley, you know, the 7 foot right. five yeah. San Antonio Spur, he's from France.
Right.
So he's not playing on Team USA.
Correct. He will not be on Team USA. So. And France could have five of him, and it's still not going to be a big deal.
Well, they're good at surrendering. Like, isn't that what John Jones said about Gagne, when they're getting ready to fight, he's like, I know I'm going to win because the French are good at just giving up.
Well, that's like, finally, I'll tell this one. Matt Hughes and GSP were, you know, going back and forth, and Matt said at a press conference that he's taken up a new, you know, he has a new hobby. He's collecting war rifles. He's collecting Canadian vintage war rifles. Never shot. Bottom of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll return. Matt may not, but we'll be right back.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
Hey, this is Raleigh Fingers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
There's a disco inferno with Randy Harris, and I'm here to burn this mother down.
There's a little bit of your Bee Gees music.
I was at my kids' festival at school this week, and they played the YMCA song. And that reminded me of your girl, Randy Jones.
Randy Jones. Speaking of wrestling, a big wrestling event coming to Ferg's.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. May 9th, live pro wrestling, Universal Uprising, Thursday, May 9th.
Okay.
They have to go out there.
Yeah.
I might ring announce.
I don't know if you've got the talent. I mean, it's hard. It's not hard. Not anybody can go up there and do it.
Sure they can.
No, not at all.
In this corner.
You have to have a look. I mean, you don't have to look. You don't have the height. You don't have a bow tie. Never seen you dress up.
I don't dress up.
I mean, you can't go out there flip-flops and shorts.
Why not?
Stop respecting the craft. The craft of a ring announcer is tradition of a tuxedo and a bow tie. A clean-cut appearance of professionalism to present these mighty warriors to the crowd and to show their bravery and to honor the sport and the discipline. So it's a tradition. There's only 20 people in the world or so that get paid to do it full-time, according to Jeff Houston, Mr. Worldwide. So I feel honored to be a part of it. But I'm not really as talented as they are with the vocals. I'm just more of a motivator and encouraging. And
I thought it wasn't about you.
No, but entertaining the crowd. Like that's my contribution to it.
But that's not what a ring announcer is supposed to be there for.
It is.
It's not the circus. Crowd. It's not
It was at the Big Top. It was actually at a flea market. Yeah. That was international market world under the Big Top, where they actually have all the trapeze and they do circus events inside that arena. So, kind of is. And I have a truck with three steps, so I was like a carny. Like, step on up, change your mental health. I don't know. I didn't say that. But like, step on up.
You need help.
But look about the carnies. Like Sarasota, Ringling, Bartlem, and Bailey's, or whatever they call that, circus promotion, right? Bartlem, Bailey's?
Yeah.
Like, there's a big influence in trapeze, arts, Circus du Soleil, like all that magic, right? That theater, that expressionism. Is right here in Sarasota, you know. So I like the carny vibe. I like the whole circus.
Well, you would fit in.
It's great. It's entertaining.
I think you should join the circus.
I mean, I could. I mean, I have a red clown suit.
You could sit in that little booth.
I have a red car.
Your girls could sit out there and hawk tickets. Okay. You know, see the incredible dummy man. I mean, 25 cents.
I'd be like, the oldest reporter in the UFC, Randy Harris. I have you on a pedestal. Like, it'd be great.
Well, why would you be there as Randy Harris?
No, you would be there. Like, you know, they have the oldest man and then, like, the bearded woman. Like, you would be an attraction.
Well, I know. I am the only one. established that.
But it's that's what life was. I mean, the circus was a big part of growing up. I mean, that's what we look forward to
every year. Went right. to it every year. Used to take Emily every year.
Yeah. I mean, but that part of society, you don't really go. Unless you go to Disney and go to, like, the Cirque du Soleil or Tropicana Field when it's on tour, you don't really get that experience now, especially since
But that's not a circus. Cirque du Soleil is a circus.
But it's the closest thing you'll get because they took away the animals because of cruelty to animals or, like, the captivity. So there's been so much protest. A lot of the circuses stopped using elephants and tigers and,
you know, bears, oh my.
Right? But that's what you went for. You went for, like, the show. You went for, like, the...
I'm glad you brought that up, because something happened a couple days ago, and people have been in an uproar over these people that reached into a tree and pulled these baby cubs out. Did you see that?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
So it was, like, three or four young females, young teenage, low 20s, and they ran across in this tree. There were some cubs. And they pulled the cubs down and took selfies with them.
Oh, wow.
And people are in an uproar and, you know, these girls, blah, blah, blah. You know, what kind of bothered me is nobody, you know, and again, you were just talking about, you know, that the cruelty to animals and all that. I wish the little cubs would have done something.
Oh, like scratched them or bit them.
Responded or something. They've now changed the life of these cubs whose mother may not come back. Because now they've had human interaction and such. Smell. And I think people were like, oh, the bear could have hurt him. Yeah, I wanted the bear to hurt him. Maybe learn a lesson. Don't pull a freaking bear cub out of the woods.
Now, I know you don't root for, like, sports. Like, when we're at public events or at stadiums, like, there's never any cheering from you. You're neutral through and through. But do you actually cheer for stupid people to get instant karma when they take bear cubs out of the, like, tree and then they get attacked, or, like, they take a selfie with a mountain lion and it rips their face off? Like, do you actually root for people to get instant karma when they're dumb?
I'm not gonna say I root for it.
Like, do you clap when it happens? Like, you're an idiot. Like, I love it.
I'm not gonna say I root for it, but if you get in the cage with gators and then get your leg bit off, karma.
But do you actually celebrate it? Like, because you don't do it in the media. Like, do you get a little bit of a satisfaction? But, like,
I would chuckle. I think I would chuckle.
It's like a release, like, from the media career, like, because you can't do anything public there to show any kind of.
I would chuckle. You know, if you're stupid enough to get in a tank with sharks, yeah.
I mean, the Australian dude, like, the stingray. Like, what was that?
That was. I'm not saying that I thought that was funny.
No, I don't think it was funny, a tragedy. But I'm just saying, like,
he wasn't torturing.
No, but he still. If you put your life in that risk, if you put yourself in a tank or something where it can kill you,
yeah,
and it kills you. I mean, it's...
You lost.
It's part of the gamble. I mean, it's part of the game. But, yeah. It's good. I mean, but
where are you going with this?
I'm just saying, it's just, you know, I just wondered if you actually, like rooted that the bear would, like, rip them up.
Like I said.
Rip their ear off, so they always remember that moment.
When I first saw it, I wasn't rooting for the bear to scratch him. But
after you saw what happened.
You are an idiot. You know they're wild bears. I don't care if it's a cub.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just people are stupid and centered and self-centered, you know, not thinking about the animal. I mean, again, I'm not trying to get crazy. You know, don't ride a horse because the horse doesn't want to be rode. But you're doing something that's out of the realm. Yeah. How many people go and grab a bear if their name's not Habib?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great training partners.
It is.
You know, you got to start them young, though, like when they're cubs.
When they're cubs, yeah. I wouldn't. No, you know, when they become Big Ben or something, you know, I definitely wouldn't do that. Yeah. Any interest in looking at this weekend's UFC, or God forbid we do something?
So I think...
That's a no.
I mean, they did so much of a build-up for 300 that is anyone really going to watch this fight card? Just be honest.
First of all, there was a UFC last Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah, some people watched.
Okay.
They're starting to put together whatever the next number is, 302. I think we're going to 301, I think, or 302. I don't know the numbers. Newark is falling into place. Mickey Gall's on that card. We had Nico. He got his box shipped today.
Okay.
Of nice. Six of the Dragons.
Nice.
So I apologize to the company. We got new spots, new things coming with them, fantasy pets. But this next big one, International Fight Week, is going to be pretty cool. Jimmy's credentialed to hang out with us at the Apex and during International Fight Week.
Okay.
You'll be at the studio if you make it far.
But I just don't think that anybody's tuning into this fight card. I just don't see the star power, the names. Like
true MMA fans will tune in.
Yeah.
You know, the casual, the people that only know Conor McGregor from Full House or Metal House or Roadhouse. You know, whatever it is. But again, that's the problem with having it every other week, that people can, you know, hey, I'm going to take this week off.
I mean, your main event is Nicolo versus Perez. Do you know either one?
Alex Perez?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a question mark at the end? Light heavyweight Ryan Spahn versus Guskov. You know, Lipsky versus Silva. Lane versus Dennis. Pierce versus Onama. Means versus Mediac.
Tim Means?
No.
Tim Means business.
So, you know, but after 300 where it's all star-studded, all
yeah,
legends.
But they've had an event since then.
Yeah, I know, but...
And
oh, they haven't had an event since then.
You're not
they didn't have an event last week.
I thought they did.
No, it was a break. They took a break after 300, and I made a comment like, oh, it's good, but they need a...
We didn't have fighters on last week?
No.
That's how entertaining that show was.
I know, we killed it last week.
That it flew by. I thought we had fighters on last week.
So this is the first fight card.
Then they go on the road. The next couple weeks.
Then 301s after that.
301s in Brazil, right?
Saturday, May 4th. I don't know.
Well, it'll say where it is.
It doesn't say. Not on the fight card.
I believe. Who's the main event?
Bajoya versus Eckerd.
Eckerd?
Eckerd.
Jack Eckerd?
Steve.
Steve Eckerd?
Eckerd.
Okay. I could have swore that it showed it where it is. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
It doesn't say on this screen. I don't know what screen it is.
301. Let's see 301.
Or is it Sao Paulo?
Yeah. It's Brazil.
Oh, nice.
The co-main event is Jose Aldo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anthony Smith returns. But why are we looking ahead?
It's fight nights first.
I know. There's
that's what I ran down. You know, but that's what I'm saying. To come off 300 where it's all legends and household names and people that everybody knows, they should have thrown a couple of those fights maybe on the card after, so it's not such a big peak and valley with like recognizable names. You kind of flatten it out a little bit because you had so much star power even on the undercard on 300.
Well, then
so
in the first fight.
Right. So much, you know, energy to build it up. You could have brought in some other big names for like the second card after it just so it's not such a big letdown.
No. No, if you're trying to prove a point and you're trying to, this is the biggest card ever, and it is going to be difficult to beat. You know, I know that Dana said that he's going to attempt it.
With a sphere and, you know.
Right. Let's look at 302. Another one you're not going to, that Steve and I are going to. Islam versus Dustin Poirier.
Why are you guys so
That's the main mean? Event, title fight. Steve's favorite fighter, Sean Strickland,
yeah.
Paulo Costa, great fight.
My wife's boyfriend.
Randy Brown back. Nico Price against Jeremy Wells, not bad. Mickey Gall back. Your boy Philip Rowe.
Yeah.
Grant Dawson. Yeah, I'm looking forward
it's going to be
fun. To 302, but let's.
Yeah, I don't mind going to that.
Well, you can watch it on TV. Joe Pyfer returns at 303. Michelle Watterson returns at 303.
The Karate Hottie. She never changed it.
Cub Swanson against Andre Touchy Feely. Yeah.
We talked to her about like changing her nickname because you don't want to be like the sexist, you know, and like only popular because of her sex image, but she never could get away from it because she would have lost her identity. She would have to start all over, build a new fan base. So that's why it's hard.
Let's hit our final break. And then I'm done with you.
Why?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. We'll be back in a moment. Makes sense.
Championship Wrestling. And guess who I'm standing next to? Randy Harris. Hey, Randy, just remember one thing. Never trust a midget.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Only a few minutes left on this week's program. We're going to miss Steve. This show is going to go in the dumper for the next couple of weeks while he's gone. All right, try to separate, and I know that you can't.
Okay.
Try to separate. You think your friendship. Okay, you think you're friends with Lorenzo Hunt.
Okay.
I know differently.
Okay.
But try to separate your thoughts.
Why am I not friends with Lorenzo Hunt?
Well, because I know things that you don't know.
But
that's okay.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts on his fight this weekend.
I mean, I don't know. I think speed kills, you know, in football. I mean, a lot of times not the power, it's the speed that wins games. You know, I think if Lorenzo can get to him quick and get hands on him quick, I think he can win. Like, I think he can, just touching him is going to change the fight. But Mick is so big and so powerful. He's a true heavyweight. So, I don't know. I think if Lorenzo can get to him with the speed, he's got a shot.
I'm leaning towards picking him in the fight.
Yeah,
I'd like to see the weigh-in. I want to see how
big of a difference.
How he's put the, not even the big of a difference, how he's put the weight on,
right.
How much weight he's put on.
Sure.
You know,
and how much slower he is with it on. Like, is it, does it change his speed of his fight?
Did the weight that he just put on just be dead weight that he put on?
Just for the scale.
Right, just for the scale.
The functional weight.
And that's what I kind of want to see. You know, look how long it took John Jones. You know, too. I couldn't tell you the last time Lorenzo fought, but I don't know if it's as long of a period as John Jones took.
No, not at all.
You know, so did he just eat, you know, ice cream and bonbons, or, you know, did he work? Did he put it as muscle, not just,
I don't know,
looking like me?
I don't know the nutrition side of it. So, I mean, but you would expect at this stage of his career that he's got a meal prep company or some, you know, nutritionist in his corner that's going to, you know, help him. So, I would assume he's not eating ice cream and bonbons just to make a weight goal, but I could be wrong.
Well, and that's what we'll see. This could put him at GOAT status.
Yeah.
You know, if he's able to do this.
Three division champ. And what don't I not know about Lorenzo?
I can't break stuff.
I donated all that stuff to the gym.
It's okay.
Friends.
It's okay.
He signed my helmet. It's right there.
Yeah.
Pull it up. Let's show the fans.
It looks a lot like the Brady signature.
Show the fans.
We'll wait till the show's almost done or
when
done.
It is done. Like, just show the
fans. It's almost done. It's not quite done.
Lorenzo's my boy, I think. I hope.
Ben Rothwell is on this card.
Nice.
I'd like to see him finally fight for the title. You know, he's not getting any younger, and I think he is He could be the face. Yeah. I mean, Perry's the face. Right. I get that. Sure. I'm a little disappointed in this fight. I mean, it's not Mike Perry's fault.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, our guest just texted.
Oh, nice.
I'm not even going to respond to this. I don't even want you to see what was just told to me.
What was that, dude?
No, nothing.
Come on.
No,
why,
no.
Why am I in the dark today? What did I do? I showed up on time.
No, you didn't.
I brought the heat today.
You didn't. First of all, you didn't show up on time.
I did.
And you didn't bring the donuts. You didn't bring the snacks.
You always say these things to hurt me.
Well, but is it hurtful if it's true?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's true.
What's true about it? You don't even tell me what it is, though.
It would be different if it was hurtful just to hurt you.
Okay.
I'm not here. Isn't there a song about, you know, I don't want to hurt you or something?
I don't want to make you cry.
And, yeah. And then Mike Perry against Alves.
Yeah. I mean, I think at some point we got to see the Perry-Mundell fight.
No? Why?
Well, if you got the King of Violence and you got the champion in the same division.
Just like Tapoya says, Tapoya makes his opponent. Mike Perry is adamant that he's not fighting Dave Mundell. And I think it's kind of funny because Mundell's just not taking it well.
Well, it's got to be hard, you know, because...
Because that's the money fight.
Well, and, yeah, right. That's the money fight, and you're the champion. I mean, he's not getting the respect of being the champion of the division. You know, they've got the King of Violence in the same division. So if it was a different weight class, it wouldn't affect him nearly as much. But in his own
sure.
weight class,
right.
he doesn't get the title of King of Violence, but he's the champ.
What would be
the disrespect?
What would be the most disrespectful thing you could do to Dave Mundell? Put him on the same card as Mike Perry, and Mike Perry's the main event.
Man, that one. I mean, I know Feldman's a savage, but I mean that's even low for like a brotherly love low.
Hey, you know,
I mean that would be so wrong.
It would be.
But it would sell tickets.
It would be, because you'd expect Mundell to come back later, or, you know, be in the corner screaming, or cornering the guy he's, you know, Perry's fighting, or whatever. But I don't root often, and I know both combatants in the main event, but I am 100% Mike Perry.
All right, what about Lorenzo?
What about him?
Is he winning or losing?
Okay, thanks for tuning in. I said I want to see him at the weigh-in. I need to see what he looks like.
Well, just pick early. Like, go now. Like,
well, I can't because I want to know what I'll post it. Right. I'll post on Facebook a picture of him.
Can we show everybody the helmet?
No.
We're running out of time.
That's I'll do it 30 seconds after the show.
That's the helmet I was going to donate to.
I can't find it.
No, what's his name? Portnoy? Dave Portnoy? Like, I was going to give that to him if he came out.
It's right by you, idiot.
I was gonna give it to.
He doesn't want it.
I was gonna give it to Portnoy because it's like it's literally the coolest thing that I own, like this thing right here.
And I'm sure your wife appreciates that.
What? I don't own her. she owns me right now. And this is a one of a kind.
If this is the coolest thing you own, okay.
Okay, if this is signed by a 3-division champ on Sunday when everybody wakes up. And this is a 3-division champ in bare knuckle, the GOAT of all time.
No, he's not the GOAT of all time.
Bare knuckle?
He's the GOAT. And I still think Bobby Gunn would say that he's the GOAT.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Because of the sheer number of fights?
Yeah.
And the longevity?
Yeah, the longevity. Isn't he undefeated? I believe he's undefeated.
Is he really?
Yeah, I believe he is.
And he has like 200 fights.
In bare knuckle, I wanted to say that in the Dave Feldman story, he's like 72 or 75-0.
Wow.
That's kind of the GOAT.
Yeah. I mean, and you've got Shannon Cannon out there. I mean,
he has like 387 fights. To ask him, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know,
those guys are like the Dave Mundell, though. They don't get the respect they deserve, but they're great. I mean, those guys are legendary figures.
I think Bobby Gunn gets what he deserves.
Okay.
I mean, you know, from that period, nobody knows who he is now.
Right.
You know, it's almost like Lou Brock. You know, or one of those all-star, all everything. But today's generation don't know who Lou Brock is. Willie McCovey.
Yeah.
Not that he's something. Boog Powell. You know, all those guys that we saw growing up, unless it's Hank Aaron, unless it's Babe Ruth, a name that probably a lot of this generation has no clue who Babe Ruth is.
Right.
They just know the name Babe Ruth.
Right.
Mickey Mantle. I don't think today's generation knows who Mickey Mantle. Joe DiMaggio. Oh, Joe was with Maryland. That's all they know.
Right.
Lorenzo Hunt, if he wins, I mean, he's legit win or lose.
Right.
you know, in massive basketballs to relinquish both titles to go up and follow this dream. I'm curious if he doesn't win, what that does.
Does it set up that Gustavo rematch, you know, or the cross-promotion super fight? You know, if he does lose to Mick, does that happen?
We'll talk about it, and possibly win, lose, or draw. Maybe we can get Lorenzo on next week. Maybe he'll answer the phone after the fight because he didn't answer it before.
We're busy.
All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our guests that I never got the phone numbers for. I did get it about 20 minutes ago, and it was too late.
I want to thank my co-host. You did a great job.
He did a great job. He overslept. That's a tough. The two of you, tough life. Until next week, for 8-Man Strong, BioAccelerator, Bucked Up Energy, and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio. See everybody next week.
And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on